this person.
They got like almost a million followers. But it's like, I understand, you know, that all I can do really is compete with myself every day.
So I'm a competition. I've
noticed that when people are aligned and they focus on just themselves, their craft, they, you know, they start to beat out the competition, like, without even trying.
That's true.
Paying attention to what's going on around them.
You know
what I mean? So, but collaboration, I think that's really what's going to get you to the top, because when you collaborate with people, it's not just about you, it's a community effort. You know what I mean? You got everybody resharing with each other. You got everybody working together, you know. And then Mona, you know, shout out to Mona.
Shout out Mona.
She's been, you know, great.
Who's Mona?
Yes. So she's one of our.
You better stop.
He's being silly. But yeah, I've been to Saunders. Mona, she's the one who brought us together.
Yes. Mona collaborated us all together. Like, we all met through her, one by one.
And here.
Mona collaborated us with DC to be a part of BFAM.
But that's what I mean. Like, she's like a master networker. Who has the skills for this? You know, who I should introduce this person to? You know what I mean? So, and that's what I mean. Like, if we work together, we can build each other up.
We've all been so far from where we came,
you know, from you know, where we first started at. We've all made it so far.
That's true.
Than where we are today.
That's great.
It's good.
Happy to collaborate all the time, y'all. Like, that's, like, I live for that. That's why I'm like, if they're, like, I love when artists come on the show, because I'm like, okay, yeah, we could definitely do new things. We can see, I see new things popping for this. Like, we can do shows. We can do networking opportunities. It's like, my mind goes crazy, because it's like, it's so much to do here in Atlanta. Even with
so
this
much
COVID, whatever, pause. I'm going to say it a pause right now, because I think it's going to get better during the summer. But we can do things that you can always network. You can always politic with people in your neighborhood. And what I mean by your neighborhood is the people that you know. Because somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that can help you.
Absolutely.
Like, if you don't open your mouth, we do not know what you can do. Oh, you can rap? I never heard you spit bars, bro. I never heard you. Did you hear him? You never heard him either. So it's like, things like that be making me mad, because it's like, the network of Atlanta is so small. I mean, it's a small area.
Very true.
Like, really, everybody knows everybody, especially like in the creative field. I feel like everybody is mad.
That's the truth. So if you want something to be done, it can be. Like, that's the moral of the story. But I think most of the people are just like, they don't know where to start. But starting is just begins with you. Like, just walk outside one day, you'll get led.
I promise you, one network event, it never stops. I'm here right now, one network event, and it just let me know all these different people, all these different situations. So you never know, and that's why I tell people like 90% of your success is just showing up. You don't know what's going to happen from there. The connection will make the, you know, what you'll learn, like who has the resources you need, who thinks your idea is great, even though everybody else has told you no, that sucks. That is so true. So yeah, just show up.
Just show up and show the hood.
Yes. You better be ready. Be ready for your time.
All right. So, well, to piggyback off of that, the competition and collaboration thing, even when people make it into the industry, it's important for people to collab, because especially nowadays, like, if you are seen not collabing with anybody, people gonna be like, what's wrong with you? Like, don't nobody want to work with you? Like, why don't nobody want to work with you?
Everything you become a part of, like,
that's so true.
You always talk about this person, you know, did that, or they did this to you. You're the only person complaining, though.
Right. So you're the problem. Got it. You do have those type of people,
you know, be careful, you gotta be selective. You know what I'm saying? Because here in Atlanta, you got it's only two types of people. You have the super ambitious ones, and you have the ones that are lazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lazy, they talk a good game, but then you get to know them.
What do you do?
After about a month, maybe even less than that, you're like, oh, you're full of shit.
Yeah. It's like, why did like, yeah.
So, yeah, you got to keep it moving. I tell people, like, when they show you who they are the first time, just believe them. You know what I mean? Leave it at that. They done showed you they not serious. Keep it moving. All this giving chances. To me, that's a waste of time. You know what I'm saying? So, time is valuable. Keep it moving. Yes, right. All right, so next on the slow burn on BFM 109.6,
we are gonna play Big Time by Grade A Loyalty.
Yeah.
Where you want to start the song? Beginning, middle?
Beginning is fine. Yeah.
You want to introduce that one more time?
What'd you say?
Introduce it one more time.
Oh, yeah. It's Big Time by Grade A Loyalty.
My name is Grade A, G-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N-I-O-N- ugly player. My reputation speaks for itself, it's so clear. I keep it so big time. I'm so gained up, you know it's so big time. In the clutch, I gotta show it something big time. And the world finna know it. I keep it 100, keep hardin' know it. Big time stepping in the ring, I spin a rock up. My chain swing, get my ears playing, devil rocked up. I got the stage on lock, so when I step out, they rock up. They get my name, they scream for spirit, great, they get the name. Look, I'm playing the other style, keep my name out your mouth. Nigga, run up in your homie, know the spirit's walking out. They rock the shit in my blood. Look, now, baby, dog, you out of pinch, you on my chalk, what's up, my people, they can sneak you out. I feed you to my dogs, get my killers, so my dogs, and then you niggas play with me, go figure out why. Work with me, see, I'm the master of this crazy shit, so do not fuck with me. Big time, ugly player, nigga, you can do it. Say, big time, ugly player, the governor of my hood and the mayor. My game is so big time, ugly player. My reputation speaks for itself, it's so clear. I keep it so big time, I'm so game up, you know it's so big time. In the clutch, I gotta show it something big time. And the world finna know it, I keep it what.
Big sound and big shine, I don't hold back and I keep grinding that flow classic. It's big rhymes, just so rapping. They just trying to convince me that I ain't the greatest. And they can miss me cause all of them shaking. Got an epiphany, I'm dominating, enjoying the riches, the fruits of my labor. Bitches are wishing and praying, I could just to take my possession, but they ain't not able. Don't need to sit down with you with the type who I'm building my own. Dismissing you haters, I'm in the zone, taking them home. Eating up rappers and leaving the phone. Keeping the max, I will not be down. All of you rap niggas get off my throne. When you're on top, it also fly with it. You can't stop us, ain't no hiding it. I will not give up on mobbing, and that's the rock the world for my city. ATL, ATL, we know greatness very well. Niggas pray for me to fail, now they can't take this fucking hell.
My game is so big time, love it, play
I love,
yes.
love that fucking verse.
Bro. Yes, yes, yes.
I appreciate
that.
That's
definitely a motivation playlist.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I ain't gonna tell you how many times I've
listened to that. You gotta play. And listen on YouTube. Big Time by Grade A Loyalty. Watch the video, y'all. Check it out. Great, great, great. Yeah, if you didn't listen to it again, listen to it like 5 times and understand what they said. I don't think y'all heard it. So play it back. Listen to it. YouTube, mm-hmm. Big Time, TYME
mm-hmm.
by Grade A Loyalty.
Shout out to Champ.
Shout out.
About to blow up, baby.
That's interesting. We were talking about loyalty earlier, too.
Yes.
We're just gonna start off by tell us where you know the rap duo came from, Grade A Loyalty, where the name came from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, Grade A Loyalty was already a name Champ had when I met him,
mm-hmm.
so that was already like his brand that he had going.
Okay.
And he was working with somebody else at the time, and they were creating that duo at the time, but the dude wasn't serious, he you know got into a lot of trouble. I ain't gonna go into that, but it was a lot. But basically, that dude fell off, and Champ, he heard how that could really it started with one song, which was Saucy Down. I'm not sure if y'all listened to that one yet. But He came to me with that song. He had an open verse for, and he was like, "You know what? You said you do music, and you want to get back into it. So here's a track I'm working on. Here's an open verse. Let me see what you can do." I showed him, and from there, that one verse, he was like, "What the fuck? I don't know you."
Look,
like
I would have had the same reaction.
Right. He was like, "Yeah." He went crazy though, and he loved it. And then from then on, I just kept giving him verses for these different songs he had. And that's how we formed Grade A Loyalty. This was back in, I believe it was 2018 or maybe the end of 2017, okay, around that time. So we've been rocking with each other since then.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then the loyalty, like, honestly, that's become like really the essence of our bond. Champ and I have grown to be like best friends. He's literally one of the only people I feel like I can trust in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's really good that you can say that about your partner.
Yeah. He's the first person I've ever met that really, truly, genuinely invests in me, just because he believes in me. You know, not because he wants anything out of it, not because, you know, there's any hidden agenda, you know, and I can feel that. I read people really well, and Champ is a really great person.
Nice. Yes. So, yeah.
That's pretty dope.
That is dope.
He's a great person. He really is.
That's pretty dope.
Champ, when are we going to meet Champ?
I was gonna say,
Champ?
Yeah, we'll be in town in May. That's when we're shooting 2 videos. So, yeah, I'm definitely hit you up, DC. I got you.
All right. See you in May.
Yeah, he's going to be up here in May. Yeah,
nice.
I'll bring him up here, sure.
All right,
Champ, you coming?
Yeah,
May, we'll see.
Get them dates on the show. All right, so what inspired you to become a rapper?
You know what? I grew up listening to. I was very inspired by Eminem first. First song I ever heard on the radio. I was probably about maybe 12. I can't even remember, but I was really young. And Eminem Stan. I was immediately, as soon as I heard that song Stand on the radio, I was drawn in, and I asked my stepdad, I said, "Who is that?" He said, "Oh, this is Eminem. You never heard him?" And come to find out, he had his albums in his CD case. And I went and I started listening to him, and I was like, "Yo, this dude's a genius. Like, this is crazy." And then next thing you know, I just started trying to write my own raps.
Nice.
And so I was writing raps just like during class, stuff like that, throughout middle and high school. But then I stopped for a while after I graduated high school. So honestly, Saucy Down, that verse on Saucy Down was the first verse I wrote in like 8 years or something like that.
Okay.
That was coming back. So it's not like I had been practicing up until that point.
Right.
I literally stopped writing.
She's showing y'all that it's possible
to
take your hiatus. She took an 8-year hiatus
and came back and tapped into that creativity like it was never left.
And it's crazy because I was honestly intimidated. I was like, "I don't know how good I still am. I don't know." But I guess when it's your thing, when that's your talent,
you got it.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's no denying it.
That's not true.
So, but yeah, I got back into it. So yeah, he was my biggest inspiration. Eminem, love Bone Thugs and Harmony. In particular, I love Busy Bone. His style is so unique, and I just love his flows. It's crazy. But yeah, you know, people like that. I listen to a lot of old school. But
okay.
I love lyrical rappers too, though. So
lyrical rappers are. Mm-hmm.
What stood out? Like, why would you be like, yes?
You know what? His storytelling.
Okay.
His storytelling ability.
Yes.
Stan is like a whole story.
Hey, yeah, he can tell a story. He can tell a story.
Yes. And it draws you in. And like, he becomes all these different characters. But he's just so amazing, and I feel like Eminem is one of the few rappers that have mastered every aspect of rap, the battle rap. That's where he came from.
Yep.
The multi-syllables, the different flows, the wordplay.
Yeah.
He's an embodiment of mastering the entire art of hip hop.
Yeah.
And that's truly like a gift. Like he's amazing to me.
I agree. I totally agree.
He just mastered it all, and that's crazy. I love it.
Nice.
So yeah.
Well, that's your whole inspiration, your weird thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
You know what? Let me say this too, because I love to read too, and back then I was reading a lot of books. So my favorite author is Stephen King.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my favorite author is Stephen King. So I thought I was alone for a minute. But I love Stephen King. And actually his books, his creativity and the way he writes his stories.
That man is a genius.
Yes. Yes. So I would read his books. One of my favorites is Needful Things by him. Mm-hmm. It sucked me in from beginning to end. And I just love the flow of the story. And so the way he writes his stories inspired how I write my songs.
Okay.
If that makes sense. It's like,
you can take creativity from other types of art and just put it into your own.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So from books to, TV. It could just be something as simple as I see an ant walking on the ground. I'm like, I wonder what the life of that ant is like. Anything. Just life is inspirational.
Do you ever start rapping about the ant?
Probably did back when I was younger. I'm not even gonna lie. I was rapping about everything back then. But yeah, man. So that's probably my two biggest create. Oh, you know what? Let me throw in this last one. Y'all probably gonna be surprised. It's a pop artist.
I
love her.
Not shocked at all.
Because she's such a creative genius.
Yes. She is.
Not only her fashion, her videos. She literally invests her own money into her live shows. Yes.
Like what?
Bad Romance Telephone.
Yeah. What was the one?
What was the first one?
Yes. The one where she had the really crazy hair, the red lipstick on the cover, and she was like,
Born This Way?
Yes, Born This Way.
That's what I was trying to think
about. That album, bro.
Oh, amazing, yo. And then when you hear her in interviews, she's so intelligent, just as a human being. She explains the real ideas behind her songs. And when she breaks it down and you go back and listen to it, you're like
okay,
she's
I see.
She's actually with this.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
She take your mind to a whole
from like the lyrics to the visuals. Mm-hmm. She invests her own money, I believe, in her own live shows because she wants to control the creative direction of it.
Okay.
And I love that about her. But yeah, she's so good.
Bloody Mary.
I love
her. A lot of people are like her. I love Lady Gaga.
I love the fact that you look up to not saying like none of these people are artists, but like artists like I'm gonna say artists that I love and I'm familiar with and that I like pour my heart into and take creativity from as well. Like, cause all those people are great.
They are.
You've named tonight, Eminem, Stephen King, Lady Gaga, like they're all.
They're amazing.
Yeah, I love
what they do.
And yeah, I just draw inspiration just from people who are creative. Yeah. So it's not even just rappers. It's just the whole spectrum of what creativity means.
Agreed.
You know, not being afraid to do something different. So I think all those people embody that.
They do.
That's good, man.
Yeah,
like
that. Cool. You ready to kick out this
CSI? Are you ready?
Because I'm ready.
Start it, son.
I'm ready.
Let's go. 2021. Let's go. And I'm on top like I'm fucking you and I won't stop. I don't trust bitches, I don't trust niggas. Circle so small, it's a fucking dot. Cause they tryna judge me like I'm a defendant. I'm winning, you can't send them out to diminish. And finish you off like dessert after dinner. My lyrics will start it and hurt like a tenor. Y'all do all that talking but no never listening. So then you would've heard me when I'm missing. I'm focused on me and I'm minding my business. But we'll fuck you up because I am a villain. Don't gonna try to be nice as for children. Scaring them off like I'm acting a thriller. Mad at me cause they all like what they hearing. And on top of that, I'm a dyke in the fear. And lighting the mic up, the lens disappearing. The hype and excitement is not to the spirit. This isn't just entertainment, I live it. I go in the bank, get a chance for a million. And it's can't stop me, I'm bagging and killing. I'm after you next, it don't matter the distance. You know I'm great, you don't have to resist it. The throne I'm taking, you don't have to give it. You feel it for all getting dumb nigga ribbons. Thought you defeat me, but ain't pay attention. I never lose and you won't keep me slipping. I'm making moves and it's just the beginning. Yep, I'ma go get it with a flow colder than a snow blizzard. Talk shit and it's lights out while you look at me from the flow, bitch. Cause I stay up so you can never talk about me. Y'all stay gossiping just to see who can talk the loudest, bitch. I say, yup. You run your mouth, I run up, touch you, man, you trash, and I stay fresh. I can't help it, I'm just blessed, cause bitch, I stay up, so you can never talk about me. Y'all say gossiping just to see who can talk the loudest, bitch, I stay up. You run your mouth, I run them checks, you mad, you trash, and I stay fresh. I can't help it, I'm just blessed, cause bitch, I stay up.
Dude, I be wanting to scream so bad.
Right,
I just have to contain.
And I don't want to be rude.
Then you're right. I don't want to be rude to shout all over you, but girl, what the hell?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Honestly, I haven't heard anything bad from you, and I don't expect to. Mm-mm. So, like, you know.
Thank you.
Wow.
That right there.
Say
the
right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was really
good.
That was really lit, y'all. So, I don't even know what to say. I'm like, wait, what the? Hold on.
Hold on.
Because you had some nice ass lines, punchlines, anything in that bitch. What is your creative process like? Like, where do you take it all from? I know you said you're inspired by things, but like, how do you go about with your creative process?
So usually I'll hear, I'll just be roaming through beats. I'll hear a beat, and the first thing that usually comes to me is the flow. Mm-hmm. So I have the flow for the song. And then, you know, once I have a flow down, the words just kind of start coming to me. I can't really explain it, but it's kind of like the words come to me, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? As I'm in the zone. And that's really how it is. I really don't be having a concept first starting out unless I'm given a song and the hook is already on there and mm-hmm. I know where to go with it. But other than that, I listen to the beat. And like I was saying in the last interview with Jack mm-hmm. Boy Reg, once I hear the beat and it's like the beat kind of, it gives you a certain feel, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And you take it from there as far as concept goes and all that. But yeah, that's my process, man. I listen to the beat. I listen to, you know, I hear a flow and I just go with that. I take it from there.
Let the flow lead. Your flow is amazing. Thank you. Y'all have a good night. Thank you guys for coming. I gotta go home and read, you know, I'll see you. Everybody watch the video. That was really dope. Three lines in.
Look at you. Yes, please do. Can you look at me like,
but I had to concentrate.
I'm not sure. Like, I'm fine. Okay. Like, in the
now
first
I know why you're on stage
seconds.
And we're in the seat. Yeah, he was right up in your face and just looked at you, and I'm like, how is she still flowing?
So how did you come up with your name and everything? Like, where did that come from?
Honestly, so I've been really focused on like my spirituality lately over the past few years. Mm-hmm. So spirit, it kind of just, you know, it popped in my head. I was like, spirit, that has actually a nice ring to it. I like that. And I just feel like it fit me. And not only that, I feel like when it comes to spirit, we're all spirits, right? And in the world of spirituality, there is no gender. You can't be fit into a box. Right. There's no race. There's no nothing. We're all just, you know, here, right? We're all just energy that's here, you know?
That's
so
true.
And that's something else, you know, it alludes to me not being able to be fit into a box, labeled, or, you know, anything like that. You can't belittle me. You can't demean me because, you know, I'm eternal. I can't be stopped. I can't be. Nah,
I love it.
Try to get my way. I go around you. I'll go through you. Like, you know. So yeah.
I love it. That's.
She gave me free.
That's
like hell. Yeah. Speak my spirit. Yo, I hate spirit. Jeez. Okay.
And of course, you know, it's spirit the mogul. So the mogul. That's
Explanatory.
Yeah. I just plan on, you know, doing the best at whatever I do. So business wise. Yeah.
I love that. That's a great combination. That's a great start.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's great.
So, yeah.
Well, y'all.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We gonna get into our break for our next song real quick, and we'll be right back.
He is so beautiful.
body, she gon' ride it like I'm a cyber. She said she was lit off the circuit, she left the lobby parking like an
Easter. I couldn't even look at you, I knew you were over there doing something silly.
No, no, I was like, my reaction was so like off the first couple of seconds, bro.
Welcome back.
You're like starting the third line. Welcome right. back. He's like, I got this motherfucker on my show.
Because I was literally in the middle of it. Like,
it was like that moment you knew.
Somebody gonna make a meme out of it.
It's facts. Yeah, you can make a meme.
I gotta go back and watch it just so I can see. I'm gonna go back and watch it.
There you go, bro. You're gonna make a meme out of that face he made.
Oh, yeah. I sure could. As soon as I get it's okay, we're gonna get it.
Oh, he didn't get it. He didn't get it.
He got it. Like, it's on the page.
It's on the video. It's definitely.
It's going viral with this meme.
Everybody was listening to her.
Yeah, you're saying.
I know. You had us too.
Like, literally had the whole room stop. Like, I was like. On the outside.
No, on my side.
Oh,
right.
Your side. Okay,
yeah.
I was like,
on the outside.
Okay.
All right.
So
it's so yummy, right? I'm sorry.
It's really good.
How y'all feeling this Tuesday?
Tuesday.
You know. Thank y'all for tuning in. Can we
go? Yeah. Next. First concert.
Oh yes. Such a long time since I went to mine, but it was a Young Money concert. It was Young Money summer concert with all of them. It was Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, Tyga, everybody. I forget everybody who was on Young Money, but y'all know they was deep.
They was deep at that point in time.
So I had an amazing time because at that point in time I'm still a heavy fan of Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj, so I was excited to be there because I get to see them, and it was dope. It was right there, State Farm Arena now, but what was it before?
You know, I don't think I'd be the type of fan to like cry, but I think I'd be very moved.
I mean, it was amazing. Like the seats I had was right there, so it was like, oh my god! But I didn't cry. It was just like. Just happy to be there type of energy.
Yeah, there'd just be some great energy flying all around.
Yeah, right. It was a lit ass concert. Right. Yeah, it was very dope.
What was your first concert?
My first concert. Honestly, I don't think I've ever been to an actual celebrity concert. I've been to more like showcases type deals, like festivals, but not.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we gotta get some concerts.
Yeah.
When they start,
so we'll be back to get to life. You know. Right. the first one. Right. It doesn't even matter.
No.
I love it.
I love it too. All right. So my first concert. It was a concert at VSU, Valdosta State University. It was Somo. Anybody remember Somo?
Somo.
Oh, Somo.
You don't have to remind me.
I think he's Hispanic. He might be Hispanic. He's a Hispanic guy that sings that song, that ride song. Y'all heard it. You've heard it. You definitely heard the song, but you don't know who he is. But that was my first concert, and it was interesting. Yeah, he can kind of sing, and. I don't know. He tried taking his shirt off, and
he
He took his shirt off. But he wasn't effective for the crowd.
You wouldn't know Nelly in that.
My second concert was also at VSU, and I got to see Seventh Streeter, and
she can
sing.
Yes,
I love her.
Yeah,
she can sing.
The first time I'm going to be able to outshow you guys.
You are definitely going to outshow us because I haven't been
my
to
my first concert with MJ.
What? You can keep that to yourself.
You know you can keep that to yourself.
Like my heart is whole broken right now. Like I can't even.
That
is amazing. What?
So,
First concert, I ain't even got to be blessed to even be at one of his concerts. Right. So I'm just like,
and in Vegas too, so it was amazing.
Amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
I'm hater mode right now. So, you know.
We know
it'll simmer down about 2 seconds, but right now
I'm still
high hater mode. Amazing.
I bet it was.
The energy on the stage is just
yes.
Everything you see in this video is
right.
Just live. It's just live.
Nah, his concert, I probably would have cried and fainted.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just a fact. Because I've been seeing these videos. The Super Bowl, that one Super Bowl he was at.
Yes.
He just stood there for about a good 15
yeah,
minutes.
Everybody he was
just screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
His energy is
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. When he walked on stage... It's like you feel it.
Yeah.
People start screaming. You feel that energy everywhere. He is.
He's one of a kind.
Yeah.
Like, truly. Yeah.
Yeah, he really was.
But it wasn't even the best one.
Man.
Like, I got to see Prince. So.
What? Okay. You just top it.
Okay. Right. Yeah. You know?
Top over here. Okay.
That was by far the best concert I've ever seen on stage ever in my whole life.
Really?
By far.
Was it the instruments?
Vegas, all the way. Everything? All the way, Prince. Purple Rain.
Because he had a whole band.
Got to see the whole show. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah, I can only imagine that.
What was it that was better about Prince's than MJ's?
Way more energy.
Oh.
Way more stage presence. Way more.
That was one.
And you just think about Michael, just Prince was there to entertain you. Just, and everybody on the whole stage was there to entertain you. It was a show. Straight up.
What year was this when you went to see Prince?
92, 3, 4. Man, it's getting smoky here. Purple Rain. Purple Rain was the concert, so remember the Purple Rain tour was.
Oh, okay.
Purple Rain tour in Vegas.
80?
Okay, there you go.
87.
Yeah.
Okay. I was in Vegas from 84
to 98.
So. 84 to 98.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Wow,
you saw two legends.
Yes!
Man, were you front row or?
No.
Oh,
hell,
man. I know, right?
No, not even close.
No, just to be in the area,
Yeah,
I don't care if I was downstairs.
Yeah.
I was watching
Vegas,
on the screen.
About it. Like, I've sat down and played cards with next to Red Fox. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't Red Fox, you know. It was Red Fox's card player, Drinker. He's just a normal dude.
Just a normal card.
Like all these celebrities.
Yeah,
they're all
when they're on their time and time.
Right.
<They're amazing.
laughs> Right.
You're amazing people.
Amazing. I love you.
Imagine watching Sanford and Son all my life, and Red Fox just walks up, sits down at my table, starts playing cards.
Mm.
I'm like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
Bad.
I love it.
Man. I need more stories now.
Yes, like who had dinner with who else?
Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton. Anybody?
Dolly Parton.
Liberace, not Liberace. The other one, Wayne Newton.
Mm-hmm.
See them all the time. Wow. Anybody that performs in Vegas on the regular, they're everywhere there.
Mm.
They self promote. It's a marketing town.
Well, I'm not for sure who was in Vegas at that time.
Mm.
Well,
I was a
alive,
baby.
Were you?
I was born in
alive. 88.
Yeah.
I was born.
I'm not saying music ain't good now, but music was.
Music ain't great now.
Amazing.
Music ain't great now. Me telling y'all. Music ain't great now. Nah, I ain't trying to say, but.
Oh, yeah.
Just every
we know.
Music the 80s had to go.
Because, like, I found myself listening to more, like, you know, music from back in the day or, like,
and that's why y'all keep touching back in the day stuff, because you know y'all needs us to listen to it. Because it's like, oh, this sounds familiar, and that's the only reason why.
Bro, I hate that shit, because they always punk me out.
Okay.
They always punk me out on the radio. And I thought I was about to sing that song with Bow Wow and Ciara, like, and that dumbass
song
came on.
It got me
so mad. I was like, turn this shit off.
Y'all is messing up people's childhoods around here. We don't want this. Like, we don't want it. Just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Because y'all are stopping y'all own creativity. We want y'all to hear some original stuff. Like, I'm just like, it's not the same. Mm-hmm. But hey, I guess that's all y'all can come up with right now.
Coming to America. Coming to America. I'm excited to watch that damn movie.
I am. Are y'all going to the movies? Like, to watch it? Are y'all going to watch it from the crib?
I was going to watch it from the crib.
Yeah, because I don't be doing no movies. Exist? Because I don't
Yeah, I mean, but I would only go to the drive-in at this point. For me,
I don't see the point anymore. And then it's like, I saw a new, what is it? It's some new movie theater that's getting built. Like $80 a day, $100 a day, because the tickets is like $25. And I was like, why? What are you doing? What am I getting here? But on their menu, they have like salmon and steak. So
child fresh,
is that what the, is already built? Oh
yeah,
no,
it's right out front of Brandon's Pig. But you got to think about it. You're eating salmon and
steak. Yeah, and I'm straight. And
oh, they feed you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you got to buy that too. They don't come with the ticket. So the salmon is like $50.
Yeah, and you buy the booth.
You
play what you want.
Okay.
I guess we're moving to those type of times. Yeah. But I'm good. I can still prime it from the crib. Coming to America, I'm going to prime it at the crib and watch it from the house. But guys, it's been 33 years since Coming to America 1.
Oh, wow.
33. I ain't even been alive for 33 years.
Yeah, it's my 33 year, y'all. So it's like technically a movie for the celebration of me, I guess that's how I look at it. So Queen Roll 88, you know, I'm looking at it like that. But I'm excited to see the cast in this movie. Like, that's why I'm really, like, excited to see Eddie Murphy, of course, Arsenio Hall, Jermaine Fowler, Leslie Jones, Tracy Morgan, Kiki Lane, Shari Headley, Tiana Taylor, Wesley Snipes, and James Earl Jones, of course.
It's going to be interesting to see Tiana Taylor.
Right, yeah, I was going
to
say, yeah.
It is.
I'm excited.
Did you guys like Coming to America?
Yes, I loved it. I watched it so many times as a kid. And my mama made me watch it like many times because she liked that movie too. But I watched it as an adult as well because I liked it. Like, it was funny. It was a funny movie. When you look at it, it's just overall dumb funny. Yeah. You didn't like it? You didn't like it?
No, the new one.
The new one?
I've already seen the extended
season. And are you comparing it to the first one? And that's why you're saying it's terrible? Or it's just terrible overall?
The first one's amazing.
Okay.
No, I'm saying, do you think the second one is horrible because the first one was so amazing?
No, the second one is horrible.
Because it's just,
dang, man. All right.
I have hopes.
I'm not surprised, to be honest.
I'm going to still watch it, you know.
Yeah, I'm
going to still form your own opinion. You know. And, you know, also taking his opinion.
Yeah. But, you know, the second stuff always be like, sometimes.
Right, yeah.
Sometimes.
Like, why did
they
do that?
Yeah.
It must have been classic.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, all right. So, last thing we're going to talk about tonight, Kodak is getting tired of being called a fucking clone.
It's okay.
Stop calling this man a clone.
But stop moving like one.
Is also not a clone. Stop calling Gucci a clone. These men went to prison, bettered their lives, and came back.
We're just not used to seeing them normal. Like, we're so used to seeing
I'm sorry, but Kodak didn't look normal to me.
We're just not used to seeing them in their king energy. Leave these people alone. They done rehabilitated their life. They're ready to start over. Like, I agree with that. Like, clone or not, like, they doing better. So leave them alone.
Don't you think, as a superstar, though, they have to show? I mean, couldn't he just snuff it out and do something the clone couldn't do?
That is true.
You're a superstar. You're in the light. You get paid to be in the light.
Yeah.
If you get called a clone, don't come up here and say, don't call me a clone. Do something that a clone can't do.
You know, he was all on Instagram, talking like, how am I a clone? You know how you call it? How am I a clone? Like, just going on and on. It was hilarious, but, you know,
I want to see him prove it.
Just
do something that a clone can't do. Straight up.
Tell us what your mama used to do for dinner at 2 o'clock in the morning when your stomach used to hurt, or whatever. That sounds stupid. Think of what everybody knows about you. There's something that you do that your family would know. Do something that your family makes you look guilty.
Don't call me a clone.
I'm not a clone.
You gotta hear it.
That's hilarious. Oh my god.
Alright, thank you guys for listening to The Slow Burn on BFAM 109.6. I am AK.
And I am Queen Roe.
And I'm Spirit the Mogul.
Don't forget to follow our Facebook, The Slow Burn, and our Instagram, The Slow Burn Radio. Mm-hmm. Would you like to shout out your...
Yes, Instagram at Spirit the Mogul, our Grade A Loyalty at Grade A _loyalty. Our Facebook page is the same, Spirit the Mogul, Grade A. And yeah, just make sure y'all connect.
Connect, connect, connect.
And follow me, guys, at mnatbeauty, NATBEAUTI on Instagram. Also, follow my page at Free Your Journey. I am also on Free Your Journey, BFAM, 10 a.m. on Thursdays. Tune in. I'll see you guys then. Thank you so much for tuning in to Slow Burn.
One last follow. You can follow Trippy Treehouse. TRIPPY TREEHAUS on Instagram. I am doing my creative shit on my
Finally! I'm so happy.
Run it back. TREEHAUS Trippy Treehouse. Go check me out. I'm going to have some more content coming in soon. So look out for that.
Thank you guys
for listening to the Slow Burn on BFAM 109.6. Y'all have a great night.
See you next Tuesday.
I got you.